FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music. That's Love and the Outcome. Moving on. Good morning. It's 7:19.
Weather-wise today, mostly sunny, high of 90. Tonight, increasing clouds, low of 72. Your winning Wednesday is going to be a partly sunny day. A chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 90. Right now, we're seeing 71 in Mannheim.
Our very special guest this morning, sorry about that, Stacy Schmoll is with us. She is the Lancaster County Assistant Coordinator with Keystone Family Alliance. Stacy, good morning again.
Good morning.
So fabulous to have you
here.
Yeah,
it's been great.
We've been asking our guests about their life verse. Do you have a life verse that you could share with us this morning?
Yeah, I actually thought a lot about that, Fred. This is kind of a verse that keeps coming back. I feel like I have seasonal verses, but like this is the one I continually come back to.
Yeah.
And it's more than a verse, so sorry. But Hebrews 12, 1-3, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And this like section of verses are just so full, and I've always loved the imagery of running our race that's present like in different places throughout scripture. But this one just grabs me because it shows how to run the race, why we run this race, the benefit, and then obviously the perfect example we have in Jesus.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
All of that. Yeah.
You've pulled a lot out of that, those couple of verses, and I love that.
It's rich. Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. So today you're here with Keystone Family Alliance,
yes,
and we'd love to hear what you guys are doing.
Yeah. So Keystone Family Alliance, again, we seek to educate, motivate, and equip every Christian in the state of Pennsylvania on the needs of orphans and vulnerable children, both locally and globally. Some of the things that we are doing now and the things that we are attempting to engage others in is just really building care communities within the church. We are looking for individuals to foster a parent if you feel like called. We'd love to have conversations around that. We don't actually do any of the certification, but
right,
we would get you connected to somebody who would.
Right.
We also provide trauma-informed education for churches. So that's so important there, as we're seeing kids coming into the church, right, for workers to understand trauma, understand how to meet the needs of the kids. So we have an educator that travels around and can do some educating on that all throughout Pennsylvania. So anywhere in Pennsylvania, she will travel to. And then we also have a platform called Gateway, which is such a cool thing. It is usually the first thing that people might engage with. It's a platform that they can get notified of needs of either biological families or foster adoptive families. That needs are posted, could be a crib, clothing, things that are tangible needs that individuals have. And individuals in the church can just get notified of the need and meet it. It's quite easy to do. You can sign up for that on the website. And of course, we're always looking for financial partners to make this ministry all the work that needs to be done and to advance the kingdom. So
those are all ways our listeners,
yes,
can get involved with,
yes,
what you're doing and help support,
yep,
it. They could visit you online. Tell us the website.
Yes, KeystoneFamilyAlliance.org. And on there, there are tabs for each of the things that we do, and they can just go on there, or they can connect to us locally at each county. If there's a listener from Lebanon County, there's a coordinator for Lebanon County, so we can get connected with someone in their county.
Another way our listeners could get involved is by coming out to your upcoming leadership,
yes,
and pastor prayer breakfast. Tell us about that.
Yes, we would love to have you. We're going to be meeting at the Lancaster County Youth Intervention Center on Thursday, September 18th at 8 a.m. We are going to be taking a guided tour through the facility to see firsthand the places children might spend several nights or several months of their time. We're going to strategically spend time praying through the center for the children, for the staff. And then we're going to come together, have breakfast, and learn how your local church can make a difference in the child welfare system right here in Lancaster County.
And if people want to come, they do need to RSVP.
Yes. So RSVP, so we can make sure we have enough space. We are limited, and enough breakfast and food and coffee.
And they can get all the details at your website as well.
Yes, yes.
Go to KeystoneFamilyAlliance.org. All the details are there, whether you want to get involved, whether you want to go to the breakfast and be a part of what is happening at Keystone Family Alliance. Stacy, thanks for being with us
yes,
today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Tell Jeremy we said happy birthday.
Thanks, I will.
Back to the music we go. This is Ann Wilson's God Story on WJTL. Good morning to you.